Hey, good morning, good morning, good morning, family, and welcome to Power Start Your Day. It is Dame Nicola Smith Jackson. We're going to reawaken your spirit, resuscitate your passion, and renew your mind. We're going to get your mind right. We're going to get your mind right. It's all kind of crazy stuff out there trying to get you all scared and stuff, but we want you to recommit to faith and to the plan that God has for you. And the plan is so big, but he has some things that he wants you to do first. And I think that's all fair because I think he went first, right? In giving his only begotten son for us to have life and have it more abundantly. And as a believer, you're out there doing business and you got to represent. You got to represent. You got to do more. You got to go a little harder. But first, you got to find something that you have passion for so that the faith can be ignited. Now, we have been in this series. We just started. And so if you haven't done this already, and just like I promised that we're only sharing this, we're only doing this inside of our tribe. This particular one, like I gave the Monday, letting them know, hey, everybody, gave you options. But the fact that you did the thing of even just subscribe to the tribe, you're able to get this training. And this is a give back. I just want you to know that there are some real, real strategies of how you can aggressively grow your business without being salesy. The word told us that the greatest amongst you, that's what Jesus said, the greatest amongst you will be the servant. Now, I am going to share with you that many people even think that becoming a leader is when you stop serving. I've seen that so many times. They call it the arrival syndrome. Did you know that, was there a such a thing called the arrival system syndrome? It actually will lead you to poverty. Economists discuss this as where people feel that they know so much and they forget where they get everything from. And they feel like they arrived and they stop serving. It's such a thing. And what I want to talk to you today about is if you want to aggressively grow your business and you don't need to be salesy, then you need to serve. But serving, there is a training to serving. Serving so you can move into abundance. That's different than just hanging around. That's different than is, how can I help you? That's different. Somewhat. Let's go to the word. And we're going to go to 1 Corinthians 3, verses 6 through 9. And I want you to identify, see, this is what we do at Power Start Your Day, is where you would be able to say, am I doing what God tells me to do while here on earth so I can walk within my rights as a believer? Trust me, you do what God tells you to do, he has no choice but to give you what he said he has already given you. The word says, I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the growth. I need you to underline this. God gave the growth. Oh my gosh, can I get through this without getting teary-eyed? So neither he who planted nor he who waters is anything, but only God who gives the growth. He who plants and he who waters are one. And to each will receive his wages according to his labor. For we are God's fellow workers. You are God's field, God's building. This scripture can be a whole training by itself. This passage, meaning I'm talking about like I could break this down in 5 days, but I'm going to give it to you in some moments to help you understand. I'm going to give you another opportunity to take a look at this. I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the growth. I planted, Apollos watered, God gave the growth. So often, even in the scope of business, we will think that something we did yesterday is automatically going to keep paying us today. Now, I'm not talking about building residuals, because even with residuals, there still needs to be some planting if you want it to continue to grow. We talk about this on money all the time, but we're talking on business because, you know, we're life, money, business here at Power Start Your Day. So we're coming into business. And the reason why I said this is because I have been noticing something that God is not giving a lot of seed to certain people because they're not sowing. The word says God gives seed to the sower. If you look at this scripture, it talks about 1 Corinthians 3:6-9. It talks about something that was planted and then it was watered. Seed that was planted and then it was watered. Now, when we start talking about doing business and not being salesy, some of you all would say, well, I post, but you're not nurturing the people on your post. You might have a business and you might even enroll a person in your business, you got to still enroll a person, whether you're enrolling them as a client in your real estate business, whether you're enrolling them as a customer or a person inside of your network marketing business, whether you are doing no matter kind of business, when the person now comes on the customer, you enroll them as a customer. But how often are you still nurturing the customer? Or some people flip out the moment they feel that you don't buy from them, they stop wanting to serve. When I am doing Power Start Your Day, or even all of the different blogs and the emails and things like that, I'm sowing seed. And the question is, how much seed are you sowing? And after you sow the seed, are you watering it? Are you watering it? Water gives life. More than 3/4 of our body is made up of water. More than 3/4 of the earth is made up of water. And so if you have not gotten the connection of why would the word of God say after you put the seed in it, you have to water, you have to give things life. Most people sell by dragging out the life. They just are looking for how they can extract the money from the person versus water the person versus give life to the person, fill the person up before you asking for a sale. And if you're doing this, this happens in multiple ways. As a matter of fact, on today, my Diamond Club, the women in the Pink Millionaire Diamond Club, I'll be giving them specifics and showing them things that they see I do, because in Pink Millionaire Club, I show you what I do. When it comes down to the money, I show you what I do. I'm going to show you the specifics, and then they can say, wait a minute. It's a no wonder. People will say, well, you know what? Almost everything that she touched turns to gold. No. I'm willing to put the seed in the dirt. I don't have to do everything for shine. I'm really depositing value. And then those at the right time, they buy. But what you got to know is that you're going to keep attracting who you are. I am one that when I start seeing that there are people that are always looking to see how they can be people around me, I know that that's going to lead to poverty. That is a whole cycle of poverty. Those who feel like they're holding on to their dollars thinking that it's going to grow. No money grows that hasn't been planted. So when you start talking about giving value and value to your clients, you've got to have to sow seed, time, money, and effort. Are you one that in your business, all you do is snatch other people's content and regurgitate it on your page? What labor did you do? You cannot keep getting mad from the results you don't get from the work you didn't do. If you pay attention and if you go and you want out, even with people who sometimes they'll be like, oh, I go on stuff and I'll snatch your stuff and I'll repost what they say. And guess what? You're never going to get paid what I got paid because I did the labor. I'm up. My team knows for sure that I am up. We meet with my team every morning at 9:30 a.m. on what am I delivering as far as content and value and giving and making sure the people who are in our program, making sure we are double checking. Is this done right? Is this person taken care of? Did we do this or what have you? I start my day with serving and planting seeds. And then we go in and we're looking at how are we delivering value and what different ways. I need to ask you, what value are you delivering in how many different ways? Because when God says, neither he who planted nor he who waters is any, it ain't not anything. So when you get to that arrival system syndrome, and I would say it is a system. I keep saying system because it is that arrival system. But I would say the syndrome where you think that you've done enough. Do you know that that's the mindset that many people have on 9-to-5s? Those are the ones who they would literally at the job and be like, we off. You ever seen those people when you go to a restaurant or you go to a place, they say they close at 8 and you go pull the door at 7:50 and they say, we closed. That's how many of you all are acting even in your businesses. I've done enough. I answered their question. They still got questions. They just need to buy. Are you really concerned about adding value? From a genuine place, are you adding value? Those seeds you sow, even when they create a harvest, the universe never forgets the seed. People could even forget the seed. But the universe that God created, never forget the seed. I want to take a look here now because I need you to go back to here, this scripture, and it says, but only God who gives the growth. So that means that when you want to grow, and I know you see people who say they don't even love God. Do you know how God said that we prove that we love him? By doing what he asked us to do. He said, if you love me, do what I say. When you have people who are operating within their rights as a human, because the word said that God reigns on the just and the unjust. So while you being self-righteous, you're not operating in your rights. You're so worried looking at them and saying, they ain't doing it godly, and you ain't laboring, and God tells you that you got to put in the work. How well do you know God? How well do you know the rules? Because when you begin to know the rules of God, you start winning in any game you win. Sometimes we're so wrapped up in the self-righteousness or the judgment that we miss what the judge is really saying. When we start hearing judge, we automatically thinking, because you think the world system, you're thinking judge, and you automatically are thinking judge, the person who want to put you in jail versus the person who makes sure you are given your rights. That's the kingdom judge. That's the kingdom judge interceding on your behalf to make sure that he died for you, went down to hell and got the keys so that you can live within your rights. But if you want to say that that's not the keys, I want to use to unlock wealth, health, business. I'm not using the keys. I'm giving you these keys right here that I use. We're not talking religion. We're talking kingdom. You are operating in two worlds. You got the world that the king, the prince of the air is running, that's emulating the kingdom. And that's the ones y'all chasing. You want to do imitation versus become the real thing. That's why I train people, be made to come. Be you and go to your vision that God has given you. He's speaking to us always. We are many a times just ignoring him. I'm going to tell you a story in a minute. But this is about you right now, because the Holy Spirit wants you to know something. He says, he who plants and he who waters are one, and each will receive his wages according to his labor. For we are God's fellow workers. Are you at work with God? Is at work. He needs fellow laborers in the field. See, when people start hearing this, they automatically think that that means to get the front seat at the church or get the front pew at the church. That's not what I'm talking about. There are seven mountains of influence. And if you haven't, you want to make sure you hop and pick me in their club so you can know. And in these seven mountains of influence, there are certain areas that God needs. He needs ambassadors at the top of these mountains. And you cannot move to the top of no mountain unless you're doing labor. You work yourself up. I literally was on the line with one of my leaders that we have become friends. This young lady, oh my gosh, to where she's like, hey, she called me about her son. He wants to know some things, a little bit about, you know, some things around money and everything. But when I know that she had been working at the top of one of the most biggest hospitals in the nation, and she's been moved up to the high of the high, literally, you know, multiple six-figure earner in this hospital. But I could remember she's still there. When I met her nearly 15 years ago, and she's still there laboring. And I could remember her doing and being there at times where some people wouldn't. She put in her labor. Now she's getting the fruit of it. And now looking to open doors for even me and saying, you've always been in business. What I need you to know is that when you continue to sow, and I literally was in meditation this morning and speaking. I was in meditation this morning and speaking to God and saying, I only want to do kingdom work, and I want to go where you're at work. Show me those places. I get invitations from all sorts of different walks of life and all sorts of directions. But that doesn't mean that's where God is calling me. I know that he's called me to the mountain of influence in business and finance. But he probably called you there too. But where are you getting trained up? Where are you getting trained up? Where, guess what I do? I send you back to the word. I don't say this is my idea, it's God's idea. You are God's field, God's building. You are the structure out there representing God in those different mountains of influence. And you don't want to do the work. You're whining about following up to really see just how someone is really doing, or to see you being interested enough in them to remember what it is that they said they needed, and seeing if this is a better time for them to actually connect with you. You don't have to be salesy to serve, and you don't have to be salesy to make immense amounts of money. And then now, if you're not a fool with that money, you won't depart from it. How did we come on this series? I did The Family Banker. How you can start your own bank and multiply your money. And it shares that, listen, at minimum, for your bank, you should be depositing at least 10 times whatever your age is monthly. At minimum. We're not saying at max. Most people, if someone say at minimum, that's what we want to stay at minimum. And we're forgetting that if you stay at minimum, that's what you're going to keep getting is minimum. But at minimum, that amount. And I want to ask you, are you able to put that amount away every month? And if the answer is no, guess what it is? It's either you're not aggressive with serving, or we weren't responsible with the resources. It's okay. We all been there. We all been there. I literally have been in study on economics for the reason being that grace and me just following the basic instructions with what God told me to do, I've been able to thrive in two of what they would consider downturns in the economy. I literally was looking at another one of our mortgages that I said, wait a minute, we could use another one of those family banks to pay that off. It's just, it has like another $100,000, and that mortgage, that house would be worth like 400 plus K. That would be like 400 K. And I'm like, okay, let me go and look at the other things of the map that we're supposed to be paying off with the family bank and see if this is going to be the next thing we pay off. And now what we're doing in the middle of when people are afraid in a recession, we're literally now pulling from the riches of God. Robert and I are paying attention. We're reading about how to create affordable housing for people when housing is now going to be, you know, it, where people can't reach their hat. They can go and get the credit for $250,000, but no houses available for that amount. And we're able to now, but we're looking at things and God is moving us. Why? Because I know where I was called to be. Today, when I start training with the diamonds, the Pygmalion diamonds, it'll be like, where are you called to be? Stop playing around and go where you're called to be. That's where the overflow is. Some people are in the desert because they're in places that God did not call them to be. It looks good for the world, but it's not where God called you to be. You got to be trained to know the difference. And if you're not even one that even understand that God said he won't be mocked, that you got to put some seeds in the ground, that you're going to reap what you've sown, why are you still looking to sow in places you haven't reaped? The time, talent, or treasure? Why? Because the world told you that it'll work out for you. But I have a question. Not as a perfect person, but as a believer. How is that really working out for you? How? When the recession is coming on the news, you still afraid like the rest of the world? How is that working out for you? What you gonna find out about the world And the same with that who runs it, outside of you stepping into your authority, where he can run the world, but he don't got to run your house. Hello, somebody. He can run the world, but he ain't got to run your house. He ain't got to run your bank. At what point are you going to be a sower so God can give you more seed? Start serving the people with pure heart. The money going to flow. You're going to now become the master of money. When you stop being afraid of money. Can you imagine you being the master and you afraid of what is the resource that God gave you to do more good? No. That's because we've been seeing people with a lot of money not doing good. Why are you worried about them? How do you even have time to worry about what they're doing, neglecting what you should be doing in your industry? I need you to go and you just need to ask yourself this question. You're on the other side and you're in Pink Millionaire Club, you get some answers. This is the thing. Are you acting as God's field in God's building? You start looking right here at the Money Mansion. It's the word. This was inspired by the word of God, who said that God has many mansions for us. So at least you could be the master of one mansion while you're here, while you're having, becoming a visionary and becoming the best you, and becoming a real business boss. This is what we're talking about right here. Becoming a money master and a savvy investor and a generational wealth builder, and become a mentee with influence. You can never just arrive, because the moment you arrive, just already know you going down. I done seen it before. I've seen it before. I've seen it enough times to know. The moment when folk leave school, they get too cool for school. There's confusion and chaos. I didn't make up the rules. I just play by them. And I honor the one who did. See you guys soon. My God.